Americans gather for Back the Blue rallies across the nation. By Amy Furr on July 7, 2020. Citizens across the nation are showing their support for law enforcement officers amid calls to defund the police. More than 1,000 people gathered in Wantagh, New York, Sunday to express their appreciation for law enforcement, according to Patch.com. The Sunday rally began at Wantagh High School and moved to the Wantagh Long Island Railroad train station. Marchers waved American flags and held signs showing support for police officers. The marchers were escorted by Nassau County Police, the article read. News 12 anchor Tara Joyce shared video footage of the crowd chanting, USA! USA! Later, attendee Deirdre Doherty Pasquette shared photos of the event on her Facebook page. In Mansfield, Ohio, members of the Back the Blue Central Ohio Facebook group organized a rally Sunday to support law enforcement outside a restaurant where two officers were allegedly refused service last week, according to the Richland source. We were told, the officers were seen, they were seated, and then they were kind of ignored, said group administrator, Mandy DeVoe. So we came out to let everybody know that maybe they need to start supporting our law enforcement as well, she added. Outside the restaurant on Sunday, more than 30 people gathered and held signs that read, Blue Lives Matter, and support our police, the source noted. These guys are out here upholding the law, risking their life every day. And all they ask for is a little respect, said David Sullivan, who drove from Ashland to attend the event. Also on Sunday, a few dozen people gathered outside the Justice Center in Portland, Oregon, holding back the blue signs, Cohen reported. Watching what's happening down here and how the cops aren't allowed to do their jobs, and they have to put up with filthy names. It's just not right, so we're trying to show the other side, attendee Sally Hill told the outlet. In Omaha, Nebraska, an hour-long Back the Blue rally will take place Saturday at Memorial Park, according to the Omaha World Herald. The hour-long event is scheduled to begin at 9:30 a.m. The Master of Ceremonies will be Hal Daub, a former 2nd District Congressman, Omaha mayor and member of the University of Nebraska Board of Regents, the article reads. Over the holiday weekend, a crowd assembled in Roanoke, Virginia, to let officers know they are respected, according to WDBJ. I do believe that the majority of our area supports law enforcement and supports the criminal justice system. It is not perfect, but it is the best there is, said former Roanoke City Police Chief Tim Jones. Chuck Smith, who recently announced he is running for Attorney General of Virginia, explained how important it is to support law enforcement. We're not going to give up, we're not going to surrender. Not our faith, not our values, not our vision and not our police officers, he explained. Before he left, Jones offered one final thought. We are a government and community of laws. What are we without law and order? He said.